Okay, KO4HKX.
Okay, good morning, Patrick. How'd you know I was out here this morning?
Yes. Hope you had a good weekend. Enjoyed that time with the grand youngins.
That's the other two today, or well, yesterday they came over. Ada went home, and Valley and Winter stayed with us. I was holding little Valley last night during the net. She didn't want to be put down.
No, that's good. And enjoy it while you can.
To be in bed, but she took a long nap and wasn't quite ready. She was just about asleep when I had my HT beside me sitting on the couch. And I've fallen asleep before with the net going on, and I think that's what she did.
My net was boring.
Sleep.
Pretty good net last night. Had the most check-ins I've had in a long time. Had 60 of them last night.
No, I didn't fall asleep. I was just kidding. I've been camping before, taking my HD with me, and we're, you know, camping up in the mountains somewhere, but I can still hear the repeater, and just have it turned down real low, and next thing I know, I'm sound asleep. But yeah, that's good. Congratulations on that, all those check-ins last night.
Well, it's not my highest number, but definitely glad to see it coming, hopefully coming back a little bit. Been down in the low 40s for seems like ever.
Calls last night too, it seemed like, our newer calls I haven't heard in a while, or haven't heard.
Quite a few new calls last night, but I can't remember exactly how many. There's at least five or six of them.
Well, that would be difficult to keep up with it. I appreciate you calling the net like that. And a lot of times I don't check in on Sunday night. I tried to. I actually had an alarm set or a calendar reminder so that I could check in more, and I'm usually in the middle of something on Sunday night, it seems like.
I understand. I don't get to check in every night. I try to, but not every night.
How cold was it up on the mountain this morning?
Degrees when I left at 4:30 this morning, but still had a little while before you got to that coldest point of the day, so it probably made it down into single digits.
Said it was 22 at the house, and it got down to 17 down in the valley there. And you're usually about 10 degrees colder, at least in the wintertime. It seems like whatever I am, it's usually about 10 degrees less than you are.
Yeah, it just, I don't know. But I'm never there for the coldest part of the day. I don't know what it was until I get home and look at the thermometer and it records the low for the last 24 hours.
I wanted to buy one of those weather stations. Keep putting it off or don't think about it. I'd like to get one to have at the house because, I mean, I know I could get a thermometer. I don't even know if you can find, I guess you can find a thermometer, but I'd like to get a weather station. I can monitor on my app too. But on my thermostat, you know, I don't know where it reads the temperature from for my heat pump and gas heat and gas pack. So I'd like to have something that would tell me exactly what it is at the house.
Yeah, my next one will probably be that. The wife and son got me this one for Christmas, not last year, but year before. So just haven't upgraded yet, and don't want them to feel like I'm slighting them because of what they got. So it works for now.
There's a little antenna wire on that coil pack that's on the outside of the house for the heat pump. I'm assuming, or not antenna, I'm assuming it's a thermostat wire. I could be wrong, but I would like to find a thermostat for inside the house that would read that temperature, because the one we have, I don't think it does. I can't find it anywhere, and the guy that installed it said it didn't. He said it would take an internet-based, although, you know, they find the weather near your location, but you know how it is. It can be where they read it. It could be one temperature, and it could be 5 to 10 degrees different where your actual unit is.
Keep you locked, Ray.
Again, Duncan. KO4HKX here.
Hey, I was just going to tell you real quick. I got my weather station at the Bass Pro Shop on Woodruff Road. It's a pretty nice one, $100, I think. It does everything. Anyway, I just jumping in to say that Bass Pro Show, Pro Shop. I'm advertising for everybody this morning. Anyhow, this KBYK, I'll be back out.
Yeah, I hadn't looked into them yet. I've had several people tell me good ones to get. And when it comes that time, I'll do the research on it and figure it out. But right now, like I said, the one I got is working, so don't want to upset the family over it.
Duncan, and thanks for that. Name here is Shane, N4ZLK. I don't believe we've spoken.
It's good hearing you. This is KBYQ. My 8 o'clock phone call here. Got to get my license renewed or I won't be talking to nobody. This is KBYQ out.
Duncan, I hope you can figure it out pretty quickly. I wish I could be more help to you, but I haven't had to renew my license yet, so I'll figure that out when I get there, I guess.
Done online, I'm not sure. I've done it a few times. I remember early on I had to mail it in, mail the paperwork in. Anyway, we'll talk to you later. I hope you can find it, get it done pretty easily. And I think it's KB8YQA, is that correct?
Yeah, well, yeah, it's really easy to do once you... I called and ordered, they told them to send it to me, the American Radio Relay League. And I think that's who I make the check out to. That's the only thing I got to find out. I'm pretty sure it is. So all you got to do is fill out the form. And you need a couple numbers that you can get off of, I forget the website now, that Levi, he helped me out yesterday. He's got a big old computer. He's pretty quick with that. He knows what he's doing. Anyhow, it's a website. It's a ham website. I'd know it if I heard it, but anyway, you can look it up and you can get the information you need. Fill out the paper and you don't have to deal with the government. I don't know, American Radio, I don't think they're a government. But anyhow, it was pretty simple to do. Just keep it like me.
N4ZLK. Go ahead, Patrick.
Good luck. I haven't had to renew mine yet, so got a few years before I do. But good luck with that.
Where are you again today? It's Monday, but I forgot. I want to say Traveler's Rest or Cherrydale.
And I'm in Easley.
Told you I couldn't remember.
Off today anyway?
What? I'm always off a little bit.
Hit it. But I thought you were off on Mondays.
I had it in for a chiropractor appointment and then run a couple of errands for Beth.
What she's doing out here this early. But like I said, I figured you might be listening at home anyway, but back still bothering you?
I think it's getting better, and then something happens, and all the other muscles around it tense up and get, you know, Beth thinks I'm getting worse, but I don't think I am. I just think it's taking a while. I can work. It's not that kind of stuff that bothers me. It's little stuff, you know. Sitting too long in one position or, which, you know, I don't do as much anymore, but reacting, you know, run into something and you kind of jerk to kind of react and that flares it up. So we'll see what happens.
I know all about it. And this cold weather doesn't help either. It makes you tense up. So that might have a little bit to do with it.
What's funny is I was doing some dishes, cleaning up the, you know, after dinner, and I was like, man, this bothers me more than lifting packages. So I'm trying to use that excuse. Sorry, dear, I can't do anything around the house because, you know, it hurts my back.
Thanks, your back's getting worse.
Sometimes, don't you?
Try to get everything you can get out of it, right?
Never do that, Patrick. I would never do that.
Sure.
Left the radio on at home. I don't think I did.
You're going to have the grandkids.
Going to take them back tonight. I think Abby's flying in this afternoon, or maybe this morning. I know we're taking them to a little ballet class that they have at the Y there in Traveler's Rest this afternoon. I think that's when we're turning them back over to their parents, but I'm not sure. Beth may keep them another night and take them in tomorrow.
Like that, after flying around like that, give them a chance to get back in there and get used to something.
Ethan brought him over yesterday. He stayed home. Abby went with the youngest, Alice, the baby. And he came over and had lunch, and he goes, okay, I'm going home. I'm going to take a nap. I was like, wait a second. You're going to dump your girls off on us and then go home and take a nap? Come on now. But anyway, he was watching him over the weekend. Gabrielle helped out while he was working. I think Abby left Tuesday or Wednesday to go up there to New York. Anyway, I just thought it was funny.
Can't do that great. Yeah, I just going to let you know it's real easy. It's ARRL, American Radio Relay League. You put either one on the check. It's just ARRL. And you fill out the form, send them a check, $35 in the mail, and you get a license. And that's all you got to do. So it's pretty simple when you get around to it. Okay, I got to go. I'm going to a class. I got a class this morning, and I'm going to go to that. So I'm going to get out of here. KBYQA.
Duncan, 732, and be careful out on the road, KO4HKX.
Glad you got it done. Have a good day. And 4ZLK.
Pulling into my next stop, so I'm going to say 73. You be careful out there, and good luck on the chiropractor, KO4HKX. I'll be clear for now, 73.
Good as always. Have a good day. I'm sure I'll talk to you later. And 4ZLK mobile.
JT Mobile. Good morning, Dad.
KQ4WJT and 4ZLK. How long you been out on the road?
Got to ATI this morning at 7 and just leaving there, headed off the mountain now.
By you, I didn't even notice. I didn't look over there, but I just went by there a few minutes ago.
Ryan, my, you know, physical therapist, he saw me come in and said, man, when am I going to stop seeing you? Talk about the baby.
Off. Tell Nadine thanks for not calling me in the middle of the night and waking me up.
Nadine, she's really just looking out for you.
Thank you so much.
In her eyes right now.
Bad for her. How'd she do last night?
How you saw her yesterday while we were over. I mean, she's pretty miserable, so hopefully praying any day now, or today, really.
Good to her.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it was one good night, I guess.
Go ahead. Call your son. N4ZLK.
Morning, Shane. If I fell just a second, see if I missed him. KD4FDI, W4FCM. They were talking. I didn't want to interrupt him. I said, sounds don't mind. He said, he may be gone. Thanks, guys. W4FCM.
It's 4. In fact, I'm talking to my son right now. Say hello to Seth, KQ4WJT.
Hey, morning, Seth. Cold Traveler's Rest, W4 Fox Charlie Mike. Right here in TR. All
right, good to meet you.
We're just shooting the breeze, and you know, the repeater's open for anybody. Hope you have a good morning.
Inauguration, W4FCM.
I think I heard you say you're headed to the chiropractor this morning.
I'm going to leave there and then run a go to the store for mom, pick up some things. We got, well, I guess you know, winter and valley are over.
staying for just today?
Perfectly sure, I think so, because Abby's flying in this morning if she can get out. I know it was snowing up there yesterday, or all weekend. I'm sure she can get, I'm sure she'll be here. And then we're bringing them in for their ballet class this afternoon. I'm assuming they're going to go home after that. She just only wants to sit with me if I'm around. It's kind of cute. At least I get one, because Ada and Winter both prefer Softa.
He really clings to you and Connor there. It's pretty cute.
Get one, I can get it. It's adorable. I got up this morning. Apparently she woke up at 5. So Mom was sitting on the couch with her. As soon as I walked out, she just held her arms up and said, "Pa," and I had to take her because, you know, what am I supposed to do?
Go to that phase.
Did she fall asleep before you got home last night?
She requested "You Are My Sunshine" in the car when we were in the neighborhood, and I told her I'd put it on after the one song, and then she fell asleep immediately. And we swung by a Publix off of Old Buncombe, and she kind of woke up and said, "I want to listen to You Are My Sunshine." So I think she conked out hard and fast and didn't realize she'd been out for 30 minutes. And then when we got home, she was awake for a little bit, but I think she slept pretty hard.
She was playing hard.
Sleeps in a little bit for mating's sake, but I'm going to let you go. I'll probably lose you here in the next 10 minutes.
Thanks for calling. We'll talk to you later. Hope you have a good day. Keep us informed. Don't leave us in the dark. We'll talk to you later. Thank you for WJ and for ZLK.
No, pray it happens today. Have a good day. N4 is that okay? KQ4 WJT.